You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Tuesday, July 26th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 17.25%. That's the average annual percentage rate, or APR, on credit cards as of Wednesday. That interest rate is just slightly shy of the 17.87 record in April of 2019, and up from 16.3% seen at the start of the year. One credit card expert told Barron's, consumers should expect rates to easily surpass that all-time high soon, after the Fed increases its federal funds target next week. Not only are rates going up, people are borrowing more. According to the most recent data from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, the total amount of money that people owe on their credit cards increased to $84 billion in the first 3 months of 2022, rising from $77 billion in the same period last year. JPMorgan Chase sounded a warning in this month's earnings call. Its clients are generally more well-off, but the bank expressed concerns about lower-income segments. It cited thinner cash buffers and rising delinquency rates. Citi's global chief economist Nathan Sheets says the key to keeping delinquency rates in check is employment. If the unemployment rate doesn't rise, then households will be well-placed to manage these challenges. But the number of Americans filing for first-time unemployment benefits has been gradually rising. It increased to 251,000 by July 16th, jumping 7,000 from the previous week. The next number up is 3.84 billion. That's the number of monthly users active across Meta platforms, nearly half the population of planet Earth. That includes social media websites Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram, among others. Meta will report its earnings tomorrow, and analysts are bracing for disappointment. It's for many of the same reasons we shared yesterday when we talked about Snap's disastrous second quarter results. First is the 1-2 punch of the slowdown in advertising spending and Apple's privacy push. The latter makes it harder for platforms to precisely target ads on iPhones. The third major headwind is a strong dollar. Now, Meta anticipated this. Its projected second quarter sales of between $28 and $30 billion accounted for a 3% hit from moves in currency exchange rates. Given recent financial reports from IBM, Netflix, and others, though, it seems likely that the impact will be even stronger. The dollar has soared this year as the Federal Reserve has raised interest rates. Mizuho analyst James Lee cut his price target on Meta from $325 to $250, although he maintains a buy rating. He predicts that in order to shore up its profits, Meta will likely cut expenses for 2022 around 3%. Analyst Justin Post of BofA thinks Facebook is likely holding up somewhat better than Snap. That's due to a more established ad platform and a larger advertiser base. He maintains a buy rating and $233 target on Meta shares. Those ended the day down 1.55% at around $167. Our last number is 50%. That's how much Russia will cut natural gas flows through the Nord Stream pipeline from current levels. Russian company Gazprom said on Monday it would cut pipeline exports to 20% capacity, down from 40%. It cited a sanctions-related issue with turbines serving the pipeline. In response, the Dutch natural gas benchmark rose 12%. In the U.S., natural gas futures rose 5.2% to $8.73 per million British thermal units. The European price is at an enormous premium to U.S. prices, at around $52 per million BTUs. European importers suspect Russia's move is politically driven. It's likely to throw gas markets into turmoil for months. European consumers rely on gas for winter heating, and gas is an increasingly important source of electric power. Without Russian supplies, Europe will likely need to ration power use and import more gas from elsewhere. On that note, U.S. gas producers are in a good position to profit as importers turn to them for gas supplies. Shares of EQT, the largest domestic producer, rose 6.1% on Monday. Other gas producer stocks rose too. Southwestern Energy was up 9.8%, and Coterra rose 4.3%. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Tuesday, July 26th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.